So it was about 2 weeks ago at an event in Tampa at a Tiger Bay luncheon, and Senator Herodopoulos was asked if he would return the $152,000 that he was paid for this book that he wrote for Brevard Community College. And he didn't say that he would return the money, but he made a point of saying that all the proceeds from the sale of the book would go back to the college. That was the point that he made. And so the investigation that we've done was to determine what those proceeds actually amount to. And we got in touch with the college, and they supplied us with the information that shows that as of June 21st, they've sold a grand total of 70 copies of this book as an e-reader download through Amazon's Kindle, and that the total royalties awarded to the college from those sales on their $152,000 investment so far total $487.90.
Why do you think it is then that the college made this kind of investment, $152,000, if they weren't expecting that much in return? Was it a book that they're going to use for as a textbook for other students?
You know, that's a very good question, and I think it's a question that taxpayers who footed this bill have a right to know the answer to, and it's a question that I would hope that you or others would ask of the college and ask of the Senate president. I don't have an answer to that question.
I haven't bought one of the 70 copies that's been sold. I think you have. Is that correct that you've read it, and what's the book like?
Well, I've been able to read pieces of it, and you know the thing about it is that it was billed as being a kind of genuine academic textbook when the idea was presented, and it has really gotten scathing reviews from folks who have read it. It's been called sophomoric and unsophisticated. It's got things in it like, you know, make sure you have a cell phone when you're running a political campaign, things like that that are just not, I don't think, meet the criteria for what anyone would think that that a book from someone, in his position, certainly getting paid what he did would be providing.
Your website is called dirtyharry.org. But is it really considered dirty for a college professor to write an academic book?
Certainly not. It happens all the time. I think that, first of all, this site, dirtyharry.org, is something that we put together a while back and that really chronicles a history on the part of Mike Herodopoulos of doing things that really seem to fly in the face of the rhetoric that's coming from him in his role as Senate president. And it goes back far before the issues with the book. He has run afoul of things right and left, including violating state ethics laws and failing to disclose things on his financial disclosures about car loans and home investments and real estate issues and consulting firms that he works with. There's been another issue with another university, which is University of Florida, about the pay that he's receiving there compared with other professors who were doing comparable work with comparable or superior credentials. And this book deal also are interesting in contrast with the positions that he's taken on cutting the pay and cutting the funding for our universities. So the dirtyharry.org site goes into issues that are much broader. This is really kind of just the latest in a long line of things.
State Senator Mike Herodopoulos is running for the Republican nomination for U.S. Senate. His campaign spokesperson Tim Baker says the Brevard Community College book deal is a non-issue.
Yeah, well, Senator Herodopoulos was approached when it was time to renew his contract and given, the option of approaching this basic freshman, sophomore level political history type text or continuing in the classroom. And he and the college felt that based on the amount of constraints on his time up in Tallahassee with some of the special sessions that were going on and affecting some of his ability to be in the classroom 100% of the time due to his state duties, that, they would approach this modified employment contract whereby he would take a pay cut and focus primarily on producing this text.
And the college and the senator feel that this text was appropriate for the college students?
Well, I think, you know, the whether it, you know, you want to call it a literary masterpiece or not is a point of fair debate, but you know, the senator met his contractual obligations of what the college laid out for him, and the college offered him continued employment after this contract was over, and that was when he decided to seek employment at the University of Florida. He had another opportunity at the University of Florida that he pursued, but Brevard Community College was happy with the product and, you know, asked him to remain there in the capacity.
So what do you think about this group, Progress Florida, bringing the book deal up and saying that the number of copies that's been sold and the proceeds that have gone to the college don't really compare to the $152,000?
Hey, well, you know, it's political season. It's partisan politics. I think this you know, this group struggles to get its facts straight because if I remember, I heard a month or two ago, you know, they were complaining that nothing had been sold, and now they're complaining that more money has gone to the college than had previously. So, you know, I just dismiss the normal partisan attacks that come when you're, you know, running against the Democrat machine.